Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Vankis Q2 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference has been recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Probal Sen from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sumit. Welcome, everyone, to this post-Q2 FY25 call to discuss Vankis Q2 results. With us, we have members from the senior management of Vankis: Mr. N.K. Toshniwal from the Oilseeds segment, who is the General Manager. From the Poultry segment, we have Dr. Vijay Pujari, GM, and Dr. P.G. Pedgaonkar. From the Accounts and Finance team, we have Mr. J.K. Handa, the Chief Financial Officer of the company, and Mr. Rohan Bhagwat, who is the Company Secretary. Without further ado, I'll hand over to the management for their opening remarks, post which there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Probal Sen. A very good afternoon, and thank you all for joining us today for the conference call of Vankis India Limited. The company had published financial results for the quarter and half-year ended 30th September 2024, along with information for investors on 7th November. I hope you all have gone through the same. Today, we have with us the unit heads to answer all your queries in respect of their respective segments and the area of operations. Before we start discussing the company's performance, I would like to mention that some statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. After the end of this call, in case you have any further questions, please feel free to reach out to the investor relations team. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Jeevan Handa, our CFO, to make the opening comments. Over to you, Mr. Handa.
Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome. I am Jeevan Handa, CFO. I take pleasure to discuss with all of you on the Vankis earnings call. I hope you have gone through the auditor's results for the second quarter and also the information to investors. As you are aware, we are always providing adequate data and explanation to our investors since we are in the livestock business, and I hope you will appreciate our approach. As you all have seen from the published result, the overall financial performance of Vankis for the quarter ended 30th September 2024 was weaker than the previous quarter. Major reasons for decline in the profits is due to the loss reported in the poultry and poultry product segment. Traditionally, the second quarter is always a weak quarter for the poultry segment due to the seasonal pattern and fluctuation in demand for chicken products because of fasting months and also religious rituals, etc. The animal health product segment has registered satisfactory performance. Performance of oilseed segment was affected mainly due to the unfavorable market conditions. As of 30th September 2024, the cash and cash equivalent is rupees 306.24 crore. Coming to the quarter, coming current quarter, after a subdued month of October, we are witnessing better realization of poultry products in this month. Therefore, we are cautiously optimistic that the current quarter's performance will be better than the second quarter. Since the overall outlook for the poultry sector started improving, we are expected that the capacity utilization in the oilseed segment also will show an improvement from here on. With this briefing, we now would like to answer your questions. You may please go ahead with questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Gunit Singh from Counter Cyclical Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for this opportunity. So after a stellar performance in we have witnessed a loss in Q1. We have witnessed a loss in Q2. So I would like to understand the main reasons for, the loss. Is it due to fall in realizations of poultry, or how much of it is contributed by increase in input prices, say increase in prices of feed? So, can you please let me know the trend of maize and soya prices as well, and how much did they contribute to the margins, full margins?
The major decline in the profitability is to the poultry and poultry segment. The realization of the product is lower if we see the first quarter realization. In the first quarter, realization was almost ranging from month over month, 106 rupees per kg, 110 rupees per kg, 103 rupees per kg, whereas the cost of production was ranging from 87 to 88 rupees. But in the second quarter, the same 106 or 110 has come down to 99, then it was in August, it was 86, and it was 84 in the month of September, which was average out. It was low side in comparison to the first quarter, whereas the cost of production was ranging in the almost the same. It was 87 to 88 rupees. So that's the reason for decline in the turnover as well as the profitability in the poultry and poultry feed poultry segment. So in the current quarter, the trend is changing and the realization seems to be better, whereas we are having the pack of production. So we are hopeful that the turnover as well as the bottom line shall improve reasonably well. Thank you.
Well, it's also, we have seen already half of Q3 has gone by approximately. So, what kind of realizations are we seeing in this quarter, and what is the cost of production in this quarter on average? And in the current quarter, Q3?
The current cost is cost of production in regard to the bird prices is 87 to 88 rupees, depending on the current input prices. But as far as the realization is concerned, in the current quarter, like October is indicating, October itself indicating is on the lower price. It was 74 rupees something, but the last week or last days from October onward, as the festival are over, the prices have shoot up to 97 or 95 or even is 100 plus from even till date. So from 30th October onward, after the festivals are over, things are improving in on the front of price realization, whereas the cost of production is ranging 87 to 88 rupees.
All right, sir, got it. That's all from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gunit. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone now. I would like to repeat, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Ankur, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, sir, I would like to ask you, what kind of set of numbers do we expect in third and fourth quarter, sir? And what kind of EBITDA and net margins do we expect in these two quarters, sir?
In the next third quarter as well as the fourth quarter, the numbers would be reasonably, better off than the first and second quarter. Similarly, on the price of price realization, because that is a seasonal month in regard to the consumption, and accordingly the poultry and poultry segment shall increase accordingly, turnover as well as the bottom line.
So do we expect a good set of numbers in comparative to first quarter, sir?
Hopefully so.
It will be better.
Yeah, surely.
So the profits of the company was around 70 to 80 crores in first quarter. So we can expect that we will exceed that in this quarter and as well as next quarter.
See, but the first quarter, the prices realization was pretty bad, pretty good. So the margins were somewhere around even 20 rupees a kg or more. But in the third and fourth quarter, if those trend is continuing, we can bounce back like that thing. But it all depends on the rate realization. In regard to the input cost, maize is a matter of concern because the seasonal production will come in the month of April onward. So there might be pressure on the maize prices, which is a major 55 to 60% segment on the energy sector. But otherwise, there seems to be a pretty good numbers in the fourth, third and fourth quarter. It looks like that.
It looks like that. Sir, any expansion is going on in the company, sir?
So we are having a good amount of number in the, our inventory as well as the numbers. So as of today, there is no expansion in almost all the segments, but we are having a very good quantity in our hand, which could be disposed of as the number or demand will come.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone now. The next question is from the line of Ankit Kapoor, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you. Sir, I have three questions. My first question is that ever since I've been watching the quarterly results of Venkis from March 23, sales is down, getting each and every quarter, sales is declining consistently. Okay. And I've been investing in this company from 2018. So as an individual investor, I've been disappointed with the returns the company has given to me. Bearing COVID period where the stock prices rose from the low of 700 to 3500. But except that, the company has been disappointing on the number side. So when can we expect, the listing side of the company, where we expect some good numbers and good performance, where realizations will be good. So can you please guide us on that?
Yes, in regard to the third quarter and fourth quarter, if you compare with the first quarter and second quarter, the sales number or volume shall be definitely better than the earlier quarter. Second quarter is having a weak quarter always if you see the last 10 years data, but if you see the product mix in the company, like even in the poultry and poultry products also, there are different segments. Broiler chicks, layer chicks, commercial birds, SPF eggs, there are different product mix. If layer product is concerned, now in the season, in the winter season, the prices is going to be increased because the consumption of egg will be increased. But as well as the same time, we are having good amount of numbers even for the layer, wherein we'll encash the sales. Similarly, the numbers were there in the second quarter also, but the rates were poor. Egg prices as well as the chicks, those numbers were very much poor. So it depends on which segment is improving, which segment is having better numbers and rate realization, which is forming the overall volume and turnover of the company. So what you say is right. In the coming quarter and all, we are having a better realization in regard to all the segments. It looks like and I presume. So hopefully the numbers and bottom line shall be good.
So can we expect increase in sales in the upcoming quarters?
Surely that. It will be surely better than the second quarter. And the third quarter and fourth quarter will be better.
And sir, what about rewarding shareholders for interim dividend or something, bonus issue, something like that? Right?
That we take up your suggestion. This is a board call. So this is a investor con call meeting. We can only explain on the business side. The suggestion of bonus and we'll pass it on to the board. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Siddhant from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Thanks. I have a few questions. First question is, what is the status of the supply in the poultry industry, supply and demand?
As far as the demand and supply position is concerned, after this festival season is over, the demand and supply, both the things are reasonably well. Consumption is also on the higher side. And ultimately, poultry segment as a whole, which includes many products, which like I explained for layer chicks, broiler chicks, SPF, as well as SPF is not related, but likewise even ASP also. When the consumption of poultry feed will increase or poultry birds will increase, automatically all segment related segment will increase. So hopefully things will be better than the second quarter in the forthcoming quarters.
Let's say when compared to FY21, how is the supply in the poultry industry?
FY21?
Yeah, like compared to the previous years, how is the supply right now in the industry?
Sir, if we compare, 1920 was the financial year which affected due to COVID. Though COVID for rest of the world started in 2021, however for us as a poultry industry it was 1920 which got hit. But that got rectified in 2021, so there was a very good jump. But if you compare overall availability versus demand, there is a steady increase in demand, and which is to the tune of 8% to 9% as far as poultry products are concerned. So be it chicken, be it eggs, so there is a steady increase. What matters is when availability is more and quarter to quarter demand varies, that time only it takes a hit or the profit gets squeezed. So that's what we have seen in quarter two. But if you talk on a yearly basis, there is a steady increase in the overall demand of poultry products, which is to the tune of 8% to 9%. And we expect that to continue. Though there can be a variation on quarter to quarter basis, but if you sum up on average basis, on a yearly basis, we are expecting a steady rise of 8%. It depends on two, three things. One, what other non-veg commodities are performing. So likewise, if we see a historical data, the poultry as such in a pie of non-veg segment is increasing. Now it is close to the 55%, and we are expecting that to jump. So obviously other non-veg segments will get reduced and that share will be taken by poultry. So obviously it can be more than 9-10% also in a particular year. We expect, but conservatively, 8% to 9% jump as far as demand of poultry is concerned.
Understand. So what is your outlook on the maize prices right now? At what level of maize prices will you be able to show an improved EBITDA, like how you guys did in FY21 and 2019 and all?
In regards to the maize prices, if you see the this 6 months period is concerned, the average prices is 26,242 is a per ton cost of maize. In comparison to the previous 6 month period, it was 21,906. So there is a steep jump in the maize prices, because the availability was question. So there was a good amount of jump. And similarly, in the days to come, when there will be a huge demand in regard to consumption of poultry and poultry products in the third and fourth quarter, when the demand is more, so there is likely to have a upward trend in the maize prices. Because the availability is also on the lower side, the next crop comes in the main crop, which is a Bihar state, that comes in the month of April. So there would be a pressure on the maize prices in the days to come. This is what we presume and assume. In regard to the soya, that is on the declining trend. Last year, this year, 6 month period, the average purchase price is 43,554 soya meal I'm talking. And whereas the last year, same period, it was 50,364. So there is a reduction of to the extent of 14% in the soya meal prices. So that indicates that the maize is having a pressure on the input cost, whereas soya is somehow not having a much impact on the cost price.
Understood. So what happened for it to improve its margin?
Your voice was not clear, sir. Can you repeat your question, please?
Yeah, what about the oil seed segment? What has to happen for it to improve the margin in that segment?
The oil seed, we are now the capacity utilization from October has been going up. And the seed prices internationally, it is very much down. And today also in India, the seed is being sold below MSP prices. So that... yeah, that concerns are there, but we are trying to offset that through by increasing the volume of our processing. And one positive thing what we see that in this budget, the government has identified that they need to improve the internal availability of the oilseed division to reduce the imports, which is a very major part of the total cost of a foreign exchange to the country. So government is taking corrective actions. So I think that we are very hopeful that this segment, with our capacity utilization, will be showing a better results in the coming months.
Okay, that's all. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ketan, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Hello, Ketan.
Hello. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, good afternoon. And thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, you just said that our poultry volumes or industry volumes are growing at 8% in last 4 years. But somehow that is not reflecting in our grown-up broiler volumes. So if you can just help us understand what's happening there. At a group level, are we losing market share?
In fact, the question what we have posed, see, as far as Winkies is concerned, we have a balance of the portfolio. What we call is that sometimes we have flexibility to sell broiler chicks and sometimes we convert those broiler chicks into broiler birds. So that flexibility is there. So if you see the overall number, so I am sure that number is in line with the overall growth of industry. On quarter to quarter it might not, but on yearly basis if we see, there is a steady increase in the overall volume also. What matters is when the realization is less, that time it's not getting reflected on a top line. So if we see that the poultry top line, there is a variation and that variation is not on account of volume, but it is on account of value. So that's why the discrepancy or what your question is.
Okay, okay. So is it fair to assume that since the prices are not conducive, we have kind of retreated from grown-up broiler markets and focused more on day old chicks?
Yeah, we can say so. I mean, sometimes that flexibility is there. So we take that opportunity and sometimes there is a shift from this segment to this segment.
Okay, okay. And let's say if the prices revive, sir, what kind of capacity or what kind of volume growth we can have? I mean, what kind of incremental volume we can do in our existing infrastructure in grown-up broiler? Can we double the volumes?
In fact, we want to go along with industry's growth. So definitely 8% is a very healthy and steady growth and that's what we want to retain. So it will have a steady growth and if required, we are geared up as far as infrastructure is concerned and we can fulfill the demand of the market if all of the sudden additional demand comes from the market. But as of now, as a plan, definitely we would like to retain and maintain the healthy growth of 8 to 9%, which is in line with industry demand.
Okay, okay. So just one last question on this point. In our grown-up broiler division, how much is our integrated farming and how much is contract farming? And if you can just help us understand the margin differential in contract and integrated, I mean on a per kg basis or on a percentage basis, however you can.
In fact, when we say we are producing a broiler bird grown up and then selling in the market, it implies that 100% of the broiler birds are being produced in an integrated farming or a contract farming model. That's what is the model. When the matter comes to the chicks, definitely it's our company-owned infrastructure. I mean, majority is a company-owned infrastructure. But when matter comes of producing broiler birds and selling in the market, it's completely an integrated model, a model or a contract farming model. So whatever the broiler birds...
That's what I want to understand, sir. How much is contract farming and how much is integrated out of this grown-up broiler revenue that we have today?
Ballpark number will help. Integrated or contract farming, and hardly 10% is there, which is our own infrastructure.
Okay, okay. That's it, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. As a reminder, anyone who wishes to ask a question may like to press star and 1 on the touchstone telephone now. As there are no further questions, now I would like to hand the conference over to Mr. Probal Singh for closing comments.
Thank you so much. Thank you everyone for their time and patience in attending the call and thank you to the management for taking the time to answer all the questions. I would like to hand over to the management for any closing comments, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Probal Singh. Thank you all for participating in this call. In case any queries have remained unanswered, please feel free to send us an email and we will respond accordingly. Thank you.
On behalf of ICICI Security, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.